Mishnah Brura, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, says what the Avodah of Elul is for us. What do we do? So Sfardim, the Shulchan Aruch says the Avodah of Elul is Lokum Bashmiris. Sfardim already start from Elul to get up early to say Slichas. Ashkenazim don't say Slichas till later on. So what is the avoid of Elul of Ashkenazim? As the Mishnah Brura brings down in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, the avoid of Elul is Nirmaz in a Pasik of Shir HaShirim. He brings down a Remez, which is Kosev in Abu Dram, and the Rakeach, the Kadmoinim, the Rishainim, that the Pasik of Ani L'Doidi, V'Doidi Li, is Reishe Tevis Elul. Ani L'Doidi, Alev Lamed, V'Doidi Li, Vav Lamed, as it's a remez for the avodah of Elul. Now, it's very important. Torah nidrish bepardes, bepshat remez drush v'soid. As remez is a way of learning the Torah. As the hainu, when the pasuk was written, the pasuk was machaven to be meravis. It wasn't just time they looked at a computer and they got reishi oisius. The pasuk was written with dafka, with the kavana to teach you this remez, aleph, and bay is very important. When we have a remez is not just a nice cute vart. A remez is, it's coming to teach you lemaisa what the avodah of Elul is. So mamish coming to teach you what the machus of Elul, what every bachur should be doing during Elul, as this is the avodah of Elul. The avodah of Elul is to be mechazik in ani l'doidi. And mitzorach bia, what does it mean? Ani l'doidi. What does it mean to be mechazik in this? Bez Hashem, we'll see together. And the second part of the remez is v'doidi li. And the svarim, the rekech and avudram, the masbit very beautifully. They say the first chelik of the remez, ani l'doidi, is our avoida. Ani l'doidi. The second chelik of the remez, doidi li, is talking about the schar of the avoida, the school of the avoida. We're coming to Rosh Hashanah, we're coming to Yom Kippur, and everyone wants to be zeicha to a beautiful year, to a good year, malei bracha, malei siyata d'shmaya. As it's being meramis to us how we could. What's the mafteach? If we elol are ani l'doidi, as we'll be zeicha doidi li to a shana teiva muvarecha, as full of siyata d'shmaya, full of bracha. As im ken, if we understand the remez kerai, it's telling us the seder avoid of elol to be zeicha to a beautiful year and a beautiful future in life in general. As the avodah is ani l'doidi. It's very interesting. This is a very important and yesodistic point. What is the avodah of Elul? The avodah of Elul is to define who you are, your identity. What's your mahus? What is there about you? And what is your identity? What is your ani? As you know, some people you ask them, what are you? Some people will tell them, I'm a bachur in yeshiva. Some people will say, I'm a good basketball player. Some people will say, I'm a singer, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor. You have many, many answers when you ask a person, who are you? But it's very, very interesting. And as much as you see all the interviews, who are you, and the way they answer, there's really one answer for every yid, and it's not ani yudi. Even that's not the proper answer. What is ani? Ani is ani l'doidi. I'm to Hashem. I have a relationship with Hashem. That's a yid. That's the mahus of a yid. Ani, who am I? L'doidi. It's like you ask an isha who's very in love with a husband, like, what are you thinking about? I'm my husband. I'm his wife. Oh, that's my identity. Oh, as Klal Yisrael is, ani l'doidi. That's my mahus. That's who I am. Now, when you tell this to Bachrim, there's a lot of Bachrim could start thinking, what do you mean, ani l'doidi? It's like a nice idea, But like, I can't relate to that. It's a very, very important. Now, Avada, there are Bali Madrigas that are Dovik Bashem 24/7. Mamish all day long thinking about Hashem. Those are the Sadiqim, Gdoilim, Vinifloyim. Of course, we hope one day we're going to be close to them, around them. But over here is something which is very, very strong and very powerful. Of course, to get there is an avoid of a lifetime, and that's not what Anila Doidi is. It's like the people that come into El and they think, okay, El is, I'm going to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky at the end of El. Of course, you're not going to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be Shalem. As what does it mean, Anila Doidi? Anila Doidi is what is your aspirations? What are you working on life? What are you trying to do in life? Where are you trying to get to in life? Like sometimes you ask a person, what do you want to be? That's a lot of yeshiva bachurim will say, I want to be rich. What do I want to be? Of course I know what I want to be. I want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire. That's what I want to be. That's what you ask a lot of people, Mizman has it. And you ask, so what about Torah? Of course. I'm not saying I don't want Torah too. But what do I want to be? What's my mahus? I really want to have a good Olam Hazeh. Yishmako Olam Hazeh. Oh, as over here is being Megalitas, what the Avoida of Elul is. The Avoida of Elul is to sort of move that and to change it and to grow in an area. Ani, what I want to be, is close to Hashem. Why? Because why do I want to be rich? I want to be rich because I think that's the best thing in the world. You know what I could have done, Bein Azmanim, if I was rich? You know where I could have gone? You know what I could do for life? You know what kind of cars I can get? You know what a great life I would have if I was rich? Why do I want to be rich? Why do I have to be rich? It's a great life, right? As it comes out, Elul is the time to think, what is the best life for you? What is the best thing in the world for you? What is really good for you? Ani l'doidi. Because Hashem is melech malchei hamlochim. And whoever is dovek behim is zoicha to a toiv she'ein kamayu b'chol ha'olam. As everyone wants the best for themselves. Elul is the zman to understand what does it mean the best for you? What does it mean good for you? That's what Elul is about. All year round, we're in a deep shina because our guf makes us feel what's good for me is Ashiras, what's good for me is Gishmaga Olam Hazeh. Elul is once a year, the end of the year, we're given a month where we could wake up, we could be more in touch. Ani l'doidi. Okay, but very important. So what does that mean? Everything I do, it takes time, it's a process. Elul is when I start thinking, I start connecting. Once a day, I do something to show Hashem, Hashem, I want to get closer to you. I'm going to dive in a little bit more kavana. I'm going to say a little bit more kavana. I'm going to learn a little bit better because I want to get closer to Hashem. That's the avoida of Elul. It's opening up. What's my shifa? Because shifa defines the person. What your goal is, what your drive in life is, that's who you are. That shows who you really are. And we're not talking about when you got like interviewed for yeshiva, what you tell them you want to be. We're talking about what you dream about at night, what you really want to be, what's your real shifa in life. Elul is zman. We can grow in our shifa. We could change who we are and we could grow. That knee we could develop in the most beautiful way. As that's the beautiful opportunity of Elul. To start thinking about what's really good for me. Zok de Mesilas Yesharim in the beginning of his Sefer. Yisayra Chasidus v'shayrish avoida hatmima shizbar v'yisamas etzel adam. Malcho vasei be'lamay. Lesanig el Hashem ulehenis miziv shchinasai. Azok the Mesilas Yesharim, the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit is to know my shifa in life, my mabat, my magam is to be dovek b'Hashem because there is nothing like it. Now, if you ask me, so where do I say this in Elul? Believe it or not, you actually say it twice a day in Elul. Where do I say that in Elul? Mesillas Yesharim. I looked in the yeshiva schedule, it's not there. Where do I speak about this Mesillas Yesharim? Every time you're saying L'David Hashem Oiri. Why would Chazal Koveya L'David Hashem Oiri for Elul? What sheiches does L'David Hashem Oiri have to Elul? Because there's a pasuk in it. Acha shoalti me'es Hashem. Oisei avakesh. Shifti bebeis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachsois b'noyam Hashem. Twice a day in Elul, they were misakin for us to think, I want to be shifti bebeis Hashem. I want to be. And it doesn't only mean the base medrash. It means learning Torah, davening, chesed. Everything that brings me closer to Hashem. That's beis Hashem. Torah, mitzvahs, midas tovos. Why? Lachzois b'noyam Hashem. Because I'm tapping into a brighter future, to beautiful lachzois b'noyam Hashem. This enig b'tainuk b'ziv hashchina, which is nothing like it in the world. Okay. As what we learned, to sum it all up, davoid of Elul is anila doidi. And that's what we say, Acha Shoal Dimeis Hashem Oisei Avakish. That's the place. Shifti Bebeis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayek. Why do I want to get close to Hashem? It's like when you're going out for a shidduch. Why do you want to get married? Yes, a bar. She's geschmack. I feel she's like the most geschmack. Wow, there's nothing like her. As you know why you want to marry Hashem? You know why you want Torah mitzvahs? He's geschmack. There's nothing like Hashem in the world. It's a noyam she'ein kamayu. Oh. He's going to bring you a toiva she'ein kamayu. As ani l'doidi? Why? Because doidi li. And when doidi's li, whoa. If I get this shidduch, I'm for life. I'm like, whoa. I got a this shidduch is as where is the remez of Elul? The remez of Elul is Shir Hashirim. I would have thought you should put it in Koheles. Hevel Avolim, Akol Hevel, Yiras Hashem. What are we putting the remez of Elul in Shir Hashirim for? Because it's coming to tell you what the Shirish is. It's Yira? Yeah, of course, I'm Yuri not to have such a good Kesha with Hashem. Because I really want that Kesha. As the Yira is a Taitzah from the Ava. As of course it's Yira. Because it's just like when you go on a date and you really like the girl, you're scared you're going to goof up. You're scared you're going to mess up. I really want this girl. You make sure when you come here 18 times before you go out, you're looking good. Because you don't want to lose the shidduch. You really like her. As that's Yiras Hashem also. You really want the shidduch. As you don't want to lose it. You don't want to do anything that's annoying to the other person. You don't go on a date and take out a gun and shoot her. Like, you know, it's like not practical. It's not good. You know, you have to teach you dating skills yet. As you want a relationship with Hashem, you don't walk over to him and spit in his face. Shoot the kinashmoy. El is the zman to be machazik anila doidi. It doesn't mean we're changing every second of life anila doidi, but it means we're living with more awareness. One thing we're going to try to do a day to get closer to Hashem. Everyone make a Kabbalah in their limud haTorah, in their tefillah, and that step of anila doidi will bring tremendous doidi the lausus benayim Hashem to enjoy Yiddishkeit, geschmack in Yiddishkeit. Mizeh ba'ilam hazeh, ba'ilam haba, alachas kama v'kama. Hashem yazeh, we should start together this Elul, improving, enhancing our ani l'doidi, and everyone should be zeicha, us, and kol klal yisrael doidi li, ashana teiva u'muvareches b'yachad.